الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، نأتي إلى آخر ركن من أركان الإيمان في هذه العقيدة التي كتب شيخنا محمد الصالح الثمين رحمه الله تعالى، الموسومة بعقيدة السنة والجماعة، في زيارتنا لإخواننا في ولاية تكساس من الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية من أوستن، ونحن في ليلة الثلاثاء، ليلة 25 من جمادى الآخرة لعام 28/400 الموافق ليلة العاشر من الشهر السابع لعام 27. محدثكم من الكويت أخوكم سالم بن سعد الطويل، أسأل الله عز وجل ينفعنا بما نسمع.
الشيخ طارق وبرزن الله عز وجل sending praise upon his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he said we're going to go through the last pillar of the pillars of iman, of belief. The speaker is your brother, for the sake of Allah, Salim ibn Sa'd al-Tawil, who's visiting us from the country of Kuwait in the 25th day of Jumad al-Akhirah, year 1428 Hijrah, and the night of the 10th of July 2007 here in the city of Austin in the state of Texas in the United States of America.
قال الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى: فصل. ونؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره, وهو الركن الثالث من أركان الإيمان.
The Shaykh rahimahullah says a chapter which is the chapter of the destiny, the predestiny, which is one of the greatest pillars of Iman. We believe in that.
وهو تقدير الله تعالى للكائنات. الله عز وجل خلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا, أي جعله قدرا محدودا حسب ما سبق به علمه واقتضته حكمته.
الله عز وجل has created everything and planned everything to each one of his creatures according to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala way before he created them.
وما قدره الله عز وجل إنما قدره على علم وعلى حكمة, فلا بد أن نعلم ذاك جيدا أن كل شيء قدره الله تبارك وتعالى إنما سبق به علمه واقتضته حكمته.
And whatever Allah عز وجل created, he created it according to his knowledge, to his wisdom, according to the knowledge he had about every single thing he created way before he created them.
وللقدر أربع مراتب, من عرف هذه المراتب فهم القدر فهما صحيحا يؤهله لأن يكون بإذن الله مؤمنا بالقدر.
The destiny has four points. Anyone who believes in these four points, he'll be successful in believing and understanding the matter of destiny.
وهذا القدر يكفي المؤمن أن يكون مؤمنا بالقدر دون الخوض العميق بالقدر.
And this destiny, it's enough for the believer to believe it, to believe in the destiny without trying to go deeper than he should in this matter.
وهناك من خاض القدر فضل ضلالا مبينا.
Some of the people, they tried to go deeper in this matter until to a point where they went astray and they were misguided.
وفي الحديث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا, أي لا تخوضوا.
And in the hadith, the authentic hadith of Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whenever the destiny is mentioned, just keep silent, don't try to go further.
يقول الطحاوي في عقيدة الطحاوية, وهي من العقائد التي كتبت في عقيدة السنة والجماعة, القدر سر الله في خلقه, لم يطلع عليه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل.
الإمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي, the renowned scholar who wrote العقيدة الطحاوية, says that destiny is the secret of Allah in his creation. None of his creation know anything about it, a messenger, prophet or an angel.
والذي يوضح معنى القدر هذه المراتب الأربع التي سيذكرها الشيخ.
What explains the points of the destiny? These coming four points that Imam Al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله mentioned.
انتبه لها. المرتبة الأولى العلم.
Pay attention to it. The first point is the knowledge.
نؤمن بأن الله تعالى بكل شيء عليم.
We do believe that Allah has the most perfect knowledge about every single thing.
علم ما كان, أي مما مضى.
He knows what happened in the past.
ويعلم ما يكون أي مما هو حاضر.
And he knows what goes on, what is happening in our present time.
وكيف يكون بعلم الأزل الأبدي؟ يعني يعلم كل شيء كيف سيقع، كيف سيكون بعلمه الأزل الأبدي، يعني علمه السابق جل وعلا يعلم الأشياء قبل وقوعها.
Allah Azza wa Jalla knows perfectly the way the whatever He created from the destiny will happen and the way they should happen in His divine knowledge way before He created anything.
فلا يتجدد له علم بعد جهل. لم يكن جل وعلا يجهل شيئا ثم يتعلم فيعلمه، كلا.
So Allah was not ignorant about any matter before it happened. Then whenever it happened, Allah had the knowledge about it. He already had the knowledge of that specific matter way before it did happen.
ولا يلحقه نسيان بعد علم، ما يذهب عن علمه شيء يعلمه جل وعلا.
And Allah never forgets anything from His knowledge. He does not know something that He will forget it and go back to it. His knowledge is divine. It's there, never moves.
كما قال الله تعالى لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى.
Like Allah has mentioned in the Quran that Allah never goes astray or makes a mistake, and He never forgets.
وقال جل وعلا إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
And Allah says in the Quran that Allah is the most knowledgeable about every single thing and single matter.
المرتبة الثانية الكتابة، أي أن الله علم كل شيء وكتب مقادير كل شيء.
The second point is الكتابة, writing. Meaning, everything is registered. Why Allah Azza wa Jalla, before He created anything, He knew about it, then He wrote it in the book.
فنؤمن بأن الله تعالى كتب في اللوح المحفوظ. اللوح المحفوظ لوحا عنده جل وعلا كتب فيه مقادير كل شيء، وهو محفوظ عن العبث، لا يعبث به أحد ولا يحصل به تغيير ولا تبديل.
And we believe that for with everything that was mentioned in اللوح المحفوظ. اللوح المحفوظ is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wrote every single thing way before He created it and before it happened all the way to the end of the time. And it is well preserved that none of us from the angels or anyone from the creation of Allah can mess with it or change anything from اللوح المحفوظ.
وماذا كتب فيه جل وعلا؟ قال الشيخ كتب ما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة.
And what did Allah Azza wa Jalla wrote in the Lawh al-Mahfuz? Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, Allah wrote in the Lawh al-Mahfuz every single thing that is about to happen all the way to the Day of Judgment, to the end.
ومتى كتب الله عز وجل مقادير كل شيء ليوم القيامة؟ كان ذلك قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة كما أخبر بذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And when did Allah Azza wa Jalla wrote every single matter in the Lawh al-Mahfuz? Before He created everything, He did write all of that 50,000 years before He created anything, like it is mentioned in the authentic hadith.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله أول ما خلق القلم قال له اكتب.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says in one of the hadith, authentic hadith, the first thing He created whenever He created the pen, He ordered the pen to start writing.
قال وما اكتب.
The pen responded to Allah and said, what do I have to write?
قال اكتب ما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. فجرى القلم فكتب مقادير كل شيء.
And Allah said to the pen, write every single thing that is about to happen all the way to the end of the time. Then the pen rolled and wrote every single thing that Allah wanted to happen to the end of the time.
إذن إلى هذا القدر نعلم لحد الآن أن الله علم كل شيء، علم وعلمه سابق للأشياء قبل وقوعها، علم مقادير كل شيء فكتب، أمر القلم، خلق القلم وأمره أن يكتب مقادير كل شيء.
So we do understand by the point we mentioned earlier that Allah Azza wa Jalla had the divine knowledge. He knew every single thing before creating it. So whenever He created the pen, He ordered the pen to write. Then the pen obeyed Allah Azza wa Jalla and wrote with whatever Allah Subhanahu wa Taala wanted to happen to the end of the time.
ودليل هاتين المرتبتين العلم والكتابة آية من كتاب الله في سورة الحج ذكر الله فيها أنه علم فكتب فقال ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب، أي في كتاب محفوظ، إن ذلك على الله يسير.
And the proof of these two points we mentioned earlier is the ayah that is mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj. Alam ta'alam anna Allah, don't you know that Allah knows what's in the heavens and the earth? All of that is mentioned in the book. That all of that is easy for the Lord. It was easy for the Lord to do.
المرتبة الثالثة المشيئة.
The third point is المشيئة, the will.
فنؤمن بأن الله تعالى قد شاء كل ما في السماوات والأرض. لا يكون شيء إلا بمشيئته. لا يخرج شيء في هذا الكون عن مشيئة الله عز وجل.
So the third point is al-mashi'ah, the will. We do believe that every single thing that happened or will happen or is happening in the world, whatever, any point in the world, none of that will happen only with the will of Allah.
فما من شيء واقع إلا هو بمشيئة الله. وما من شيء لم يقع إلا لأن الله لم يشأه. ولذلك في العبارة المشهورة ذكر شيخنا ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ الله وما لم يشأ لم يكن.
We also believe that every single thing that happened or will happen is with Allah's will, and anything that did not happen or will never happen, it is also with Allah's will. That is why the Shaykh here mentions and says, whatever Allah wants to happen, indeed it will happen, and whatever Allah doesn't want to happen, it will never happen.
إذن هكذا المراتب إلى الآن الثلاث. علم الله عز وجل فكتب فشاء أن يخلق. هذا قبل أن يخلق. علم فكتب فشاء أن يخلق. فالمرتبة الرابعة الخلق.
So these are the three first points we mentioned. They came in order. The first point that Allah knew. The second one He willed. The second point He wrote. The third one He willed. Then the fourth one comes, is the creation. He knew, he wrote, he willed, he had the will, then he created.
المرتبة الخلق. فنؤمن بأن الله تعالى كما قال خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض, مفاتيح خزائن السماوات والأرض له سبحانه وتعالى.
Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خالق كل شيء, the creator of every single thing, and he is the most, and he is in control of every single matter, of single matter, and he has the keys of the earth and the heavens.
قال جل وعلا في آية أخرى إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. معنى إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر يعني سبق به علم الله, سبق أن كتبه, شاء أن يخلقه فخلقه. إن كل شيء خلقناه بقدر أي علمه الله فكتبه فشاء أن يخلق فخلقه.
الله says in the Quran وكل شيء خلقناه بقدر. Every single thing was not created only by the knowledge of Allah, meaning Allah knew about it before He created it, way before it existed. Then Allah wrote about it, ruled on it, then He had the will to create it, then after all of that Allah went ahead and created it.
وهذه المراتب الأربع شاملة لما يكون من الله تعالى نفسه أي من أفعال الله التي يفعلها, وما يكون من العباد أي أفعال العباد. فالله شاء, علم ماذا سيفعل, فكتب ماذا سيفعل, فشاء أن يفعل ففعل. كما أنه علم بأن عبده ماذا سيفعل فكتب أنه سيفعل كذا وكذا, فشاء أن يفعل كذا وكذا فخلقه وخلق فعله.
الله عز وجل in this four points are general. So Allah عز وجل, anything that happens from Allah عز وجل, from Himself, Allah عز وجل had the knowledge about it, then wrote what was going to happen, then the servants also.
فكل ما يقوم به العباد من أقوال أو أفعال أو تروك شيء يتركونه فهي معلومة لله تعالى, مكتوبة عنده, والله تعالى قد شاءها وخلقها.
So everything that happens from the servants of Allah عز وجل, Allah عز وجل already knew about them. So Allah had the knowledge about it, wrote what they were going to do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing happened only with His will. Then He created whatever, it happened. Everything with the will of Allah عز وجل.
قال الله تعالى لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاؤون إلا يشاء الله رب العالمين. فأثبت المخلوق مشيئة لمن شاء منكم، ولكن مشيئته تابعة لمشيئة الله، وما تشاؤون إلا يشاء الله رب العالمين.
So Allah عز وجل mentioned in the Quran لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم. Who amongst you wants to be on the straight path? Then he said after that وما تشاؤون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. So nothing from what you will or you want to happen would be only with the permission of Allah. Meaning, the Shaykh said that in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal proves to us that even the created one has a will. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has a will. And none of the wills of the created ones will happen only with Allah's permission and Allah's will.
وقال تعالى وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا. إِذَنْ يَقْتَتِلِ النَّاسُ وَيَخْتَلِفِ النَّاسُ بِمَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ لَا شَيْءَ يَخُذُ عَنْ مَشِيَتِهِ حتى الكفر والإيمان بمشيئة الله. قال ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد.
And Allah says in the Quran, and if Allah wanted for them not to kill one another, then they would not have killed one another. But Allah does whatever He wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every single matter, it's His decision and ruling subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وقال الله تعالى ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه أي فعل ما كانوا ليفعلوه لولا أن الله شاء لهم أن يفعلوه فهم حتى أفعالهم التي يفعلونها إنما هي بمشيئة الله لا شيء يخرج عن مشيئته. قال فذرهم وما يفترون وعيد لهم اتركهم وسينالون جزاء افترائهم.
And Allah عز وجل also says ولو شاء الله ما فعلوه. And anything that they do also from their deeds, none of that happened from them, but it does happen with Allah's permission, Allah's will. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so let them do whatever they're doing from their lives or whatever going against Allah, Allah will take care of them later.
وقال تعالى والله خلقكم وما تعملون. يعني الله خلقكم وعملكم.
And Allah says, He's the one who created you and whatever you do from the deeds, meaning that it is Allah who created you and created every single thing you do.
وهذه الآية دليل ظاهر واضح يدل على ما اعتقده أهل السنة والجماعة وذهبوا إليه بناء على النصوص الشرعية بأن الله خلق العباد وخلق أفعالهم.
And this is one of the strongest proof that people of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah rely on to prove that Allah, He is the only one who created His servants and created His actions.
فمن أهل البدع يقال لهم القدرية المعتزلة قالوا الله عز وجل لا يخلق أفعال العباد.
So one of the deviant sects, the Al-Qadariyya, they say that Allah does not create the actions of His servants.
قالوا إنما العبد يخلق فعل نفسه.
They say but the human is the one who creates his own action.
ولو تأملنا هذا القول المنحرف.
And if we do pay attention to this deviant saying,
لظهر لنا أنهم أثبتوا خالقين كثيرين غير الله.
So we would understand from their talk that they have emphasized that other creators other than Allah exist also.
فإذا كان العبد يخلق فعل نفسه إذن أنا خالق وأنت خالق وهذا خالق وذاك خالق فالخالقين بعدد العباد كل واحد يخلق إذن كثر الخالقين.
If we go along with what they say and we believe what they say, that it means that each one of us is a creator. You do create your own action, I do create my action, then we say it indirectly or directly that there are other creators than Allah.
بينما يقول الله عز وجل الله خالق كل شيء.
And Allah says in the Quran, Allah, your Lord, is the creator of every single thing.
ويقول في آية أخرى خلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا.
He says in another verse, He created everything, then planned it in the most perfect way.
فكيف يقولون أن العبد يخلق فعل نفسه؟
So how could they say that the human creates his own actions?
مع أن الله عز يقول والله خلقكم وما تعملون.
And Allah says in the Quran, Allah who created you and every single deed you do.
وبيان ذلك كيف أن الله خلق العبد وخلق فعله؟
And to explain how Allah created his servant and created the actions of the servant.
لأن العبد لا يستطيع أن يفعل شيئا إلا بأمرين اثنين.
Because the servant cannot do any type of action only with two two things.
بقدرة تامة وإرادة جازمة.
With a full capability and a strong will.
فلو أردت أن أحمل هذا الجسم.
So if I want to pick up this product.
فيلزمني أمران اثنان حتى أستطيع أن أحمله.
So two things are required for me to be able to lift it.
لابد أن يكون عندي قدرة لحمله.
The first, I need to have the capability, the power, to be able to lift it.
ويكون عندي إرادة. أنا أريد أن أحمل هذا وعندي قدرة لحمله. فبالإرادة والقدرة استطعت أن أحمل هذا.
Then I also need the irada, the will. So with the capability and the will, I'll be able to lift this product.
فلو كان عندي إرادة لكن لا أريد أن أحمله.
But if I have the will to pick it up, but I don't want to pick it up.
فلن أحمله حينئذ لأني أنا لا أريد.
Then it won't be lifted because I don't want to lift it.
ولو كان عندي إرادة ولكن لا عندي قدرة.
But if I have the will, but I have no capability.
كما لو كان جسم ثقيل جدا ما يطيق أن يحمل الإنسان.
It's like if something that is very very heavy that a human being cannot pick up or lift.
كما لو وجد سيارة ماذا قد وقعت على الإنسان يريد أن ينقذ هذا الإنسان.
So if we see like a car that tips over and is on the top of a human being, you want to save that human being, you cannot lift that car by yourself.
هو الإرادة عنده أن يخرج هذا الإنسان من تحت السيارة.
He has the will to help that person who's underneath the car.
لكن ينقصه ماذا؟
But he's missing what?
ما عنده قدرة.
He doesn't have the capability, the power to do it.
هذا أما إذا سمعت القدرة على حمل الشيء.
But if we have the power or the capability to pick up the thing.
والإرادة أردت أن أحمل.
And the will to do so, to pick up.
فبالإرادة والقدرة.
So with the will and the capability.
تحقق هذا العمل وهو الحمل.
And this action to pick up the thing was. Performed them.
والآن السؤال.
Now the question.
من الذي خلق في الإنسان إرادة وقدرة بهما استطاع أن يحمل أن يفعل؟
So the question. Who is the one who created the human being the capability and the will to lift or to pick up that specific object to do it?
الله عز وجل.
It's Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
إذن الله خلق العبد.
So it's Allah who created the servant, the abd.
وخلق فيه إرادة.
And he created the will in him.
وخلق فيه قدرة.
And he created the power in him.
فصح أن نقول بأن العبد وفعله مخلوق لله.
Then it is appropriate to say that the human being the servant and its action belong to Allah.
وهذا معنى قول الله والله خلقكم وما تعملون.
And this is the meaning of the verse Allah created you and what you do.
لكن إشكال عند هؤلاء أهل البدع.
But the misconception with these people of innovation.
قد يفعل الإنسان المعاصي.
Some person can commit some sins.
وأنتم تقول الله خلق العبد وخلق فعله.
And you people are saying that it's Allah who created the servant and his action.
فالجواب على هذا من ثلاثة أوجه.
So I will respond to these people in three points.
قلنا أن المعصية لم يخلقها الله.
If we say that the bad action, the wrong action, it's not Allah created it.
إذن هناك خالق غير الله.
That means we have said that there is another creator other than Allah.
وسبقا ذكرنا.
And we said earlier.
أن الله خلق إبليس.
That Allah created Iblis.
وإبليس أعظم المعاصي كلها بل هو أساس المعاصي.
And Iblis is the top of all of the sins, but he's the leader and the king of all type of wrong action.
هل نقول الله لم يخلق إبليس؟
Should we say that Allah did not create Iblis?
ماذا يلزم من لو قلنا الله لم يخلق إبليس؟
What does it require from us if we say that Iblis Allah did not create it?
في خالق ثاني خلق إبليس.
That means we say indirectly that there's another creator who created Iblis.
ولا خالق إلا الله.
And there is no creator other than Allah.
إذا الله خالق إبليس.
So Allah is the one who created Iblis.
والله سبحانه يقول عن إبليس أنه قال.
Allah عز وجل mentions and says. That Iblis he himself said,
أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
I am much better than him. You created me from clay, from fire, and you did create him from clay.
وقد تقدم معنا.
And we said earlier,
أن الله عز يشاء أشياء لا يحبها.
And Allah عز وجل wills, wants things that he doesn't want them.
لكنها إيش أشياءها لحكمة.
But he did create that what he doesn't want for reason and wisdom.
حكم مترتبة على خلق الله لإبليس وغير إبليس. فالله يخلق أشياء لا يحبها.
فالله عز وجل creates stuff that he doesn't want them.
لأنها تترتب عليها حكمة.
Because there is a reason from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He did that.
وقد سبق أن ذكرنا هذا عندما تكلمنا عن إرادة الله.
And we have mentioned that earlier when we talked about the will of Allah.
الكونية والشرعية.
So the شرعية.
Reversal will and legal will.
فالله تبارك وتعالى خالق كل شيء.
So Allah Azza wa Jalla is the creator of everything.
خلق العباد.
Created the humans.
وخلق أفعالهم.
And all the servants and their actions.
ونرد أيضا من وجه ثالث.
And we respond to them from a third point also.
أن هذه الآية والله خلقكم وما تعملون.
That this ayah that Allah created you and whatever all of your actions.
أين ذكر الله في كتابه وفي أي سياق؟
When did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention this ayah and what and how what type of form he mentioned the ayah?
ذكرها الله جل وعلا في سورة الصافات.
Allah عز وجل mentioned this ayah in سورة الصافات.
في قصة إبراهيم عليه السلام.
In the story of Ibrahim عليه السلام.
وهو ينكر على قومه لماذا تعبدون الأصنام.
When he was opposing his people from them worshiping the idols.
وعبادة الأصنام هي أكبر المعاصي.
And worshiping idols is one of the greatest sins.
فهي الشرك بالله العظيم.
Associating with Allah Azza wa Jal.
هو أعظم الذنوب.
And it is one of the greatest sins.
ومع ذلك قال إبراهيم لقومه عباد الأصنام.
And all after all of that, Ibrahim عليه السلام said to his people, "Those who used to worship the idols."
والله خلقكم وما تعملون. فكان يعملون المعاصي يعملون الشرك.
He said to them, "Allah created you and all of your actions." And what they were doing? They were committing shirk.
فيقول المعتزلي القدر المنحرف القدر.
المعتزلي is a deviant sect and the one who has the deficiency in his belief.
يخلق الله عز وجل إنسان كافرا.
Says Allah عز وجل create a servant who is a kafir, an unbeliever.
ثم يعذبه في النار لأنه كفر.
Then he will put him in hellfire just because he became a kafir.
مع أن الله خلقه كافرا.
It is Allah who created him an unbeliever.
قلنا يا قدري.
We tell him, "Oh, Qadari."
لو فهمت هذه المراتب الأربع.
If you did understand this four point we mentioned earlier.
ما أشكل عليك شيء.
You wouldn't have any problem understanding this matter.
فقد قلنا بأن الله سبق علمه لكل شيء.
We have said earlier that Allah had the knowledge, has the knowledge of everything before it happened.
فعلم الله بأن فلان سيكون كافرا.
So Allah Azza wa Jal already knew that that specific person would become a kafir.
فعلمه سابق قبل كتابته.
So his knowledge was, Allah had the knowledge way before he wrote that matter.
فلما علم بأن فلان سيكون كافرا.
So when Allah in the divine knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, he already knew that that person would become a kafir after being created.
خلق القلم وقال له اكتب ما هو كائن.
He created the pen and told him. Ordered him to write whatever is going to happen.
قال القلم وما أكتب.
And the قلم, the pen, asked Allah, "What do I have to write?"
قال الله تعالى أكتب ما هو كائن ليوم القيامة.
He said to the قلم, "Write every single thing that will happen all the way to the end of the time." And the قلم wrote with Allah's permission and will.
ومما هو كائن ليوم القيامة أن الكافر كافر.
And among the things that's going to happen on the day at the end of the time, that the unbeliever is an unbeliever.
فكتب الله عز وجل بأن فرعون كافر.
So Allah عز وجل decreed that Fir'aun was an unbeliever.
وأن أبا لهب كافر.
And Abu Lahab also is an unbeliever.
وأن أبا جهل كافر.
And Abu Jahl also an unbeliever.
فكتب وفق علمه.
He wrote according to his knowledge.
ثم شاء الله أن يخلق هذا الخلق.
Then Allah wanted and willed to create this. All of this creation.
فخلق الخلق.
Then he created the creation.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah عز وجل said.
هو الذي خلقكم.
It is he who created you.
فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن.
And amongst you there are believers and unbelievers.
نقول هذا الخلق.
We say that this creation.
إنما هو بمشيئة الله.
It is only with Allah's will.
وهذه المشيئة.
And this will.
سبقتها الكتابة.
Was preceded with the writing. With writing.
وهذه الكتابة.
And this writing.
هل هي عبث؟
It was just something that happened just like that.
كلا وإنما هي وفق علمه.
No, it only happened. This writing happened with Allah's knowledge.
فعلم الله.
So Allah knew.
فكتب.
Then wrote.
فشاء.
Then he had the will.
فخلق.
Then he created.
لذلك يقول الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى الإمام محمد بن إدريس الشافعي.
That is why Imam Muhammad Idris Shafi رحمه الله says.
يقول ناظر القدرية بالعلم. ناقشوهم القدري من هو القدر الذي ينفي القدر. يقول الله ما قدر شيء.
He said. Debate with the Qadariyah with knowledge.
فإن أقروا بأن الله يعلم.
if they go along, they agree that Allah knows.
خصموا أي قدرنا عليهم وخصمناهم بالنقاش.
I mean, we won against them and we crushed them.
وإن أنكروا قال الله ما يعلم كفروا.
And if they deny that Allah doesn't know, they say Allah doesn't know, then they became kafir, kuffar.
فيأتي هذا القدر نقول تعالى أيها القدري.
So we bring this قدر, we say come here, أو أيها القدري.
نقول الله يعلم أو لا يعلم.
We tell him Allah knows or doesn't know.
إن قال الله لا يعلم.
If he says Allah doesn't know.
كفر. فهنا منه.
He becomes a disbeliever.
طبعا سيقول ماذا؟
What is he going to say?
سيقول الله يعلم.
He's going to say Allah knows.
حتى القدرية.
Even the قدرية.
يقرون بأن الله يعلم.
They fully agree that Allah knows.
لكن هناك الغلاة منهم المتعمقون جدا في القدرية ينكرون حتى علم الله عز وجل.
The extremists among the قدرية they even deny the knowledge of Allah عز وجل.
فمن أنكر أن الله يعلم.
So anybody who denies that Allah knows.
هذا فقد كفر.
This one becomes a disbeliever.
فإن قال نعم الله يعلم.
But if he says oh yes Allah knows.
وهو مستشكل يقول كيف الله سبحانه وتعالى يخلق الكافر كافرا ويدخله النار.
But he has a type of misconception. He says, how does Allah عز وجل create the non-believer then he punishes him in hellfire.
نقول أما تقول معنا وتقر معنا بأن الله يعلم.
We say to him, don't you agree with us that Allah knows and Allah knows.
نعم فيقول نعم أقر بأن الله يعلم.
Then he would say yes, Allah knows.
فالله عز يعلم بأن الكافر سيكفر.
So Allah عز وجل already knew that the kafir would become a disbeliever.
قبل أن يكفر يعلم الله بأنه سيكفر.
Way before he created that kafir, he already knew that that person would become a kafir.
فلولا أن الله شاء له أن يكفر.
So if it's not Allah who decreed for him to become a kafir,
لمنعه من الكفر.
Then he would have protected him from the kufr.
لأنه يعلم بأنه سيكفر.
Because he already knew he had the knowledge that person would become a kafir.
فكانوا يعلم بأنه سيكفر.
So he already knew Allah knew that that person would become a kafir.
ثم يتركه ويذهب ويكفر ويعبد الأصنام.
Then he will let him go and worship idols.
معناه أن شاء له الكفر.
If you say that, that means Allah wanted him to become a kafir.
لأنه عالم بأنه سيكفر.
Because he already knew that that person would become a kafir.
لمنعه من الكفر لو أراد أن يمنعه.
If it was the case, then Allah would grab him and protect from the kufr.
والله يقول في القرآن.
And Allah says in the Quran.
ولو شاء الله لهدى الناس جميعا.
If Allah wanted and willed, he would have guided every single one of you.
وهل هدى الله الناس جميعا؟
And is Allah guided every single one of His creation?
الجواب لا.
No.
والذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن.
He's the one who created you and amongst you. Believers and unbelievers.
Then, ما شاء الله أن يؤمن الناس جميعا.
So Allah did not will for all of the creation to become believers.
فكان هذا المعتزلي يود أن يقتنع.
So this معتزلي, it's kind, he's fully accepting what we're saying to him and becomes convinced.
قال بما أن الله لا يحب الكفار.
So he says, since Allah doesn't like the disbelievers.
ولا يحب الكفر.
And doesn't like كفر.
ولم يأمر به.
And he never ordered people to become كفار.
بل نهى عنه.
But he pushed people and ordered them to stay away from it.
فلماذا يشاءه ويفعله ويخلقه ولا يحبه.
So why does he want it and creates it and he's the one who doesn't want it and like it.
رجعنا حيث بدأنا.
We go back from where we started.
قلنا بأن الله عز وجل.
We said that Allah عز وجل.
يخلق أشياء
things
ويشاء أشياء
and he wants things
لا يحبها ولكن لحكمة
but he creates them for a reason and a lot of wisdom behind that
مترتبة عليها
there's a lot of wisdom that we get out of that
وما من إنسان
and there is not a human
إلا ويفعل أشياء
who doesn't do things
وهو كاره لها
there's not a person who doesn't do some things that he doesn't like
لكن يريد ما يترتب عليها
but he wants what comes from that type of action
إذا وجب على الإنسان غرامة مالية
if for example there's an obligation for one of the people to pay a fine
وهو يحب المال وقد تعب في تحصيله
and he loves dearly wealth and money and he was very tired in gathering that type of money
لكن قيل لك
but he was said to you
لا نعطيك ترخيصا وتجديدا لسيارتك
we're not going to give you a new registration for your car
حتى تدفع الرسوم الفلانية
until you pay these fees
فتذهب تدفع الرسوم الفلانية
you go and pay the fees that they required from you
ربما تقتطع من طعام ابنائك لتدفع الرسوم الفلانية
maybe you will deprive your children from some of the food or money just to pay the fees they want from you
لو قال قالوا لك
and if someone says to you
حرام عليك
It's haram upon you.
تأخذ أموال أطفالك وتدفعها.
You take the money from your children and you pay the fees with it.
فتقول أنا عندي سيارة أشتغل عليها تاكسي.
You say I have a car, I'm a taxi driver, I need it.
وهذا التاكسي حتى آتي بالطعام لأولادي.
And this taxi cab I use it to bring food for my children.
أخذ الآن من طعام أولادي وحتى أعمل معاملتي وأكون رسمي وأكون سليم المعاملة.
I will take some of the money for the food of my children to be able to pay for the fees to bring back the taxi so I can work and bring the food for my children.
ثم أعمل إن شاء الله بدل الطعام طعامين.
Then I will work in shaa Allah instead of bringing one type of food or two types of food.
بدل الطعام أتشارب الطعام وملابس.
Even extra for the food I will bring clothes.
هل هو يرغب أن يدفع هذه الرسوم؟
Does he want to pay this fees?
يتمنى إذا ذهب اللي يدفع الرسوم.
He wishes whenever he goes to pay this fees.
قال له لا أنت معفي من هذا الرسوم.
He wishes that you exclude, you don't pay this fee.
سيفرح بذلك ليس كذلك؟
They would be very happy whenever they inform or something like that.
ما في إنسان إلا يفعل أشياء.
There is not a human being who doesn't do things.
وهو لا يريدها لذاتها.
And he doesn't want them for itself.
وإنما يريد ما يترتب عليها.
But he wants what comes after that.
ذكرنا سابقا.
We mentioned earlier.
أن الله عز وجل شرع الجهاد.
And Allah عز وجل has made jihad permissible.
ويريد أن يأخذ من عباده شهداء.
And he wants to take among us his servants some martyrs.
ويريد أن يبتلي فيكون هناك الصابرون حتى يجزيهم على أجل صبرهم.
And he wants to test some of them so he can reward them for the patience they have for the sake of Allah.
ويريد أن يتوب على التائبين.
And he wants to give forgiveness to those who repent to him.
وهذه الأمور لا تتحقق.
And these things are not going to be acquired.
لا الجهاد.
No jihad.
ولا الأمر بالمعروف عن المنكر.
No joining good or forbidden evil.
ولا الصبر ولا التوبة.
Even the patience or repentance.
إلا إذا كان هناك إبليس وشياطين وأعوان وكفار.
Only if we had Iblis and all of the shayateen, the devils, and unbelievers and those who call people to mischief.
فيحصل بلاء ويحصل صبر.
So there is a test and there is a patience.
فتحصل ذنوب وتحصل توبة.
So there is some sins and some repentance.
وتحصل شهداء يتخذهم الله من عباده.
And some people they die for the sake of Allah and Allah accepts them, will not take them for Him.
والحكم كثيرة.
And wisdoms are different types of wisdom.
علمنا منها قليلا.
We know what we mentioned only some, you know, small portion.
وجهلنا منها الكثير.
What we don't know, we ignore is a lot compared to what we know.
لكن نحن على يقين بأن الله لا يفعل شيئا إلا لحكمة.
But we have a strong belief that Allah doesn't do anything, only there is a wisdom behind it.
ثم نقول
Then we say
بأن الله عز وجل خلق العبد وخلق أفعاله.
That Allah عز وجل created the servant and his actions.
لكنه ليس مجبورا أن يفعل الفعل الفلاني.
But he is not some obligation upon that servant to do some specific action.
بل هو إن شاء فعل هذا وإن شاء فعل هذا.
But he has a choice. If he wants to do this one, does it. If he doesn't want to do it, doesn't do it.
أنت تذهب إلى السوق.
You go to the market.
فإن شئت أن تشتري الملابس باللون الفلاني.
If you want to buy some of the clothes with a specific color.
وإن شئت أن تشتري اللون الفلاني.
And if you want to buy another color that you want.
فأنت عندك اختيار.
So you have a choice which one you want to choose.
لا يجوز أن تفعل شيئا.
That it's not permissible to do something.
وتقول الله أجبرني أفعل كذا.
And you said Allah عز وجل will press me to do such a thing.
الآن الناس.
Today people.
منهم من يأتي المسجد بمشيئته.
Some of the people they come to the masjid with their own will.
ومنهم من يذهب إلى المنكر بمشيئته.
And some of the people they go whatever they do mischief with their own will.
الإنسان له يدان.
People, the person has two hands.
إن شاء رفع هذه.
Whenever he wants to raise the right one.
إن شاء رفع الأخرى.
He wants to raise the left one.
أتريد أن أرفع يد اليمنى.
You want me to raise my right hand.
أريد أن أرفعها.
I want to raise it.
رفعتها.
I raised it.
أنزلها. أنزلتها.
Take it down. I took it down.
أرفع الأخرى.
You want me to raise the left one.
أليس الإنسان عنده اختيار.
Is the person does not the person have a will.
ألا يجد الإنسان هذا في نفسه.
A person doesn't find that he has a choice in himself.
إن شاء فعل كذا وإن شاء فعل كذا.
Whatever he wants to make to do something, does it. If he doesn't want, he doesn't.
فلا يجوز أن يعصي الله عز وجل.
So he has no right. He cannot go against Allah and disobey Allah.
ويقول الله أجبرني على أن أعصي.
And he says it's Allah who pushed me to go against him.
بل جعل الله لك مشيئة.
But Allah has given you a choice.
تختار فيها.
You choose.
يقول الله يقول الحق من ربكم.
Allah says choose from your Lord.
فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر.
Whomever wishes believe. If the mother wishes, disbelieve.
لا يقول شيخنا ولكن مع ذلك أي مع قولنا واعتقاد لأن الله خلق العباد وخلق أفعالهم.
And our Shaykh says that our what we say concerning this matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created his servants and created their actions.
نؤمن بأن الله تعالى جعل العبد اختيارا.
We do believe, strongly believe that Allah put a choice in His servant.
وقدرة به ما يفعل.
And power in him to be able to execute.
والدليل على أن فعل العبد اختياري وقدرته أمور أدلة كثيرة.
And prove that the man has a choice and a will. We have a lot of proofs in that man, in that specific.
الدليل أول قول تعالى فأتوا حرثكم أن شئتم.
The first proof that Allah orders to go to the
نساءكم حرث لكم أي تنتجون منهن أولاد فأتوا حرثكم أن شئتم كيف ما شئتم.
Your women, your wife, meaning your wife, are just like a fertile ground where you plant the seed. So if you want to go to your field, go to your field from wherever you want. Decide that you want to go to your field.
وقوله تعالى ولو أراد الخروج لعد له عدة أي المنافقون الذين تخلفوا عن الجهاد لو كانوا فعلا يريدون أن يخرجوا لاستعدوا وأخذوا عدتهم وجهزوا أسلحتهم ودوابهم ولو أرادوا الخروج لعد له عدة.
About the hypocrites, if they wanted to go out for the sake of Allah, to fight for the sake of Allah, they would have prepared all the means for that type of action to go out and fulfill whatever Allah wants them to fulfill.
فأثبت الله للعبد إتيانا بمشيئته وإعدادا بإرادته.
So Allah Azza wa Jal emphasized and proves that in His creation, the servant, He created the will and the power.
الدليل الثاني
the second proof
توجيه الأمر والنهي إلى العبد لو كان إنسان ما له اختيار فلماذا يأمر الله وينهى.
So that Allah has ordered and warned. If the servant didn't have any choice, why would Allah عز وجل order him to do things and warn him from doing things?
هل يصح أن يأتي إنسان إلى الجدار؟
Is it right for a person to come to the wall?
ويقول خليك في مكانك.
And says to him, stay whatever you want.
لا تتحرك حتى أذهب وأرجع إليك.
Don't you move until I come back to you.
هذا غير معقول.
This is not right.
كيف يقول الجدار والجدار لا اختيار له يبقى في مكانه ويتحرك من مكانه.
How could he say to a wall, don't move, and he knows that the wall has no choice.
لكن لما أمر الله العبد ونهى.
But when Allah عز وجل ordered the servant and warned him from things.
قال أقيم الصلاة.
He says, perform the صلاة.
قال ولا تقربوا الفرق.
He said, "Don't you near whatever is haram."
فيأمره وينهى.
So he orders him and warns him.
دليل على أنه له إرادة واختيار.
It's to prove that he has a choice and will.
قال الشيخ ولو لم يكن له اختيار وقدرة.
And the sheikh said, if he didn't, the servant didn't have any choice and will.
لكان توجيه ذلك إليه من التكليف بما لا يطاق.
If he didn't have the choice. That the order that comes to him from Allah, it would be a burden on him. That from Allah is. Want him to do something that he cannot perform.
وهو أمر تأباه حكمة الله تعالى ورحمته.
And that is.
وهو ما هو الأمر الذي تأباه حكمة الله ورحمته اللي هو تكليف بما لا يطاق.
And that goes against the mercy of Allah عز وجل to put a burden on the servant to do something they cannot perform.
والتكليف بما لا يطاق مخالف خبر الله الصادق.
So to put a burden on the servants and oppress them to do something they cannot do, it's a disbelief in Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is not whatever He formed us with is not true.
في قوله تعالى لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
So whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla says that Allah will not oppress any servant to do something only the things that they can do.
الدليل الثالث أن الله مدح المحسن على إحسانه وذم المسيء على إساءته.
The third proof that Allah praised the one who does good deeds, the good doer. And condemned the one who does bad deeds.
وإثابة كل منهما بما يستحق المحسن والمسيء.
And rewarding each one of them with what they deserve.
ولولا أن الفعل يقع بإرادة العبد واختياره.
And if the action doesn't fall with the will of and the choice of the servant.
لكان مدح المحسن عبثا وعقوبة المسيء ظلما والله تعالى منزع عن العبث والظلم.
Then Allah praising the one who does good deeds and condemning the one who does bad actions. And it's a transgression from Allah Azza wa Jal.
لذلك دائما الثواب والعقاب يأتي على الأمور التي تكون مختيار العبد.
That is why always the reward and the punishment comes according to the choice of the servant.
لا يحاسب الله عز وجل الناس على ألوانهم.
Allah Azza wa Jal will not judge or punish people because of their colors.
ولا على صورهم.
Or because of the way they look.
لأن هذه الألوان والصور ليس باختيار الإنسان.
Because this
colors in us and this looks, different looks, it is not with our choice.
وإنما يحاسب على أعمالهم الاختيارية التي يقوم بها.
But Allah Azza wa Jalla will judge them according to, because of their actions they do.
لذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That is what the Prophet says.
إن الله لا ينظر إلى صوركم وألوانكم.
That Allah doesn't look at your pictures, the way you look, or your colors.
ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم.
But He looks to your heart and your deeds.
الدليل الرابع أن الله تعالى أرسل الرسل.
The fourth dalil proved that Allah has sent messengers and prophets.
فقال رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين.
So He said messengers who give good news and warn them, warn people.
لماذا جعل رسلا مبشرين؟ قال لئلا يكون للناس حجة على الله بعد الرسل حتى ما أحد يقول ما جاني رسول ما علمت.
Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say the messengers and prophets, they give good news to the servants and warn them from the horrible punishment of Allah? To establish the proof on them so they won't stand in front of Allah in the day of judgment and they say we didn't know any better.
ولولا أن فعل العبد يقع في إرادته واختياره.
And if the deed of the action of the servant doesn't come with his choice.
ما بطلت حجته بإرسال الرسل. يعني لبقي له حجة يستدل. يقول يا رب أنت قدرت علي وما عندي اختيار. أنا مجبور أفعل المعاصي.
Then the servant would have an excuse to tell to use. An argument in front of Allah says, I didn't know any better, then there's no reason for you to send messengers and prophets to me.
كان هذا النقطة ما وضحت.
لا وضحت شيخ.
قول معك.
He said that like this point is not clear.
رب العالمين يقول.
Allah عز وجل says.
أنه أرسل الرسل مبشرين ومنذرين.
That He sent messengers and prophets for giving good news and warning people.
حتى لا تبقى الإنسان حجة يقول ما دريت ما علمت.
So the person will not have any excuse in front of Allah says, I didn't know any better.
فهذا دليل على أن العبد له اختيار.
This is a proof that the person has a choice.
لأن إذا ما كان له اختيار.
If he didn't have any choice.
معناه أنه مجبور يفعل.
Because that means he was oppressed and pushed to do something.
فحينئذ إرسال الرسل.
At that point, so sending the messenger prophet.
ما يكفي.
It's not enough.
عند حجة ثانية.
He has a second excuse.
يقول يا رب صحيح أن أرسلت رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين.
He says, Oh my Lord, indeed you sent to us messengers and prophets who warned us and gave us good news.
حتى لا يبقى لي حجة.
So I won't have any proof.
لكن أنا عندي حجة ثانية.
But I have a second proof.
أنني مجبور أفعل الكفر.
That means I'm oppressed. I was oppressed to commit kufr.
لكن رب العالمين.
But Allah عز وجل.
لم يقل بأن هناك حجة أخرى.
He didn't say that there is another proof.
وإنما قال أنه أرسل الرسل.
But he said that he sent messengers and prophets.
حتى لا تبقى حجة.
So they won't have any proof against Allah عز وجل.
الخامس أن كل فعل يحصل أنه يفعل الشيء. نعم. الخامس أن كل فاعل يحس أنه يفعل الشيء أو يتركه بدون أي شعور بإكراه. كما قلت لك ذهب السوق يشتري اللون الفلاني أو اللون الفلاني أو يأكل الطعام الفلاني أو الفلاني. يعني كل إنسان يجد في نفسه أنه أراد. هذا أجلس ما بين أردت أرفع هذا أردت هذا.
The fifth point is that every one of us who commits an action doesn't feel any oppression or someone pushing him to do something or not do something.
فهو يقوم ويقعد ويدخل ويخرج ويسافر ويقيم بمحض إرادته.
So he gets up, he sits down, he travels, he goes in and out with his own will.
من الآن الذي جاءك بك من جاء بك إلى هذا المكان ودفعك دفعا بالسلاح حتى دخلك المكان وقال sit down. هل فعل أحد ذلك؟
Anyone push you to this masjid now by force with a gun in your back or someone pushing you says you have no choice that you have to sit down in the masjid.
ولا أنت من إرادة جئت أو قف سيارتك ولا
زلت. It was with your own will to come, drive, drove here, parked your car and walked into the masjid.
ومن أراد أن ينصرف انصرف ومن أراد أن يجلس جلس.
And anyone who wants to leave, leaves. Anybody who wants to sit down, sits down.
فالأمر واضح بين الإنسان يستطيع أن يختار.
So it is very clear that the servant can choose.
أحيانا يأتون إليه مثلا يقدموا له شوكولاتة مثلا.
Sometimes they come to him, they give him a piece of chocolate.
فيها مثلا 14 نوع.
It has like 10 types of chocolate.
ما كنتش عندكم ما كنتش هنا. فماذا يفعل؟
So what does he do?
يختار هذه أو هذه يعني عنده إرادة على ما في إنسان اللي عنده قدرة.
So he chooses which one he wants, meaning he knows exactly what he wants.
هذا هو الواقع.
This is reality.
كيف يقول إنسان ما عنده اختيار ولا عنده قدرة؟
How can they say that the person doesn't have a choice or a will?
قال إن كل فاعل يحس أنه يفعل الشيء أو يتركه بدون أي شعور بإكراه.
So he said that anyone who committed any type of action feels that nobody is oppressing him to do or not to do.
فهو يقوم ويقعد ويدخل ويخرج ويسافر ويقيم بمحض إرادته.
So he gets up and sits down, he travels, he goes in and out with his will and choice.
ولا يشعر بأن أحدا يكرهه على ذلك.
And he doesn't feel that anyone is oppressing him and doing whatever he's doing.
بل يفرق تفريقا واقعيا.
But he makes a difference.
بين أن يفعل الشيء باختياره وبين أن يكره عليه مكره.
He makes it, he's able to make the difference between the, whenever he's being oppressed and doing something and not oppressed doing something.
وكذلك فرق الشرع بينهما تفريقا حكيما بين الذي يفعل الشيء بإرادته والشيء المجبور إنسان مكره أن يفعله.
That is also the Shara has made the difference between the two different matters, the one who is being oppressed and doing something, the other one who does it with his own will and choice.
أليس هناك فرق بين الذي يترك الصلاة؟
Isn't there any difference between the one that let go of the salat
والذي نسي الصلاة
and the one who forgets the salat?
من زاد ركعة متعمدا في صلاته,
anybody who adds an extra salat purposely,
بطلت صلاته.
His salat is not accepted. His salat.
ومن زاد ركعة ناسيا,
anybody who adds a rak'ah out of forgetfulness,
لم تبطل صلاته.
His salat is okay.
ولكن يسجد سجدتين.
But he has to perform two sajdat.
قبل السلام ولا بعد السلام زاد ركعة.
بعد السلام.
بعد السلام. نعم بعد السلام.
He said after the salam or before the salam. The father said after the salam.
طيب. قال وكذلك فرق الشرع بينهما تفريقا حكيما.
Then he said the شرع made the difference between them.
فلم يؤاخذ الفاعل بما فعله مكرها عليه.
Then he didn't hold accountable the one who's doing something out of oppression.
فيما يتعلق بحق الله تعالى.
In every matter that concerns Allah Azza wa Jalla.
كما لو أن عدوا.
It's like an enemy.
تسلط على مسلم وقال.
And come to a Muslim and says,
اشتم الإسلام, سب الإسلام وإلا قتلتك.
Insult, curse Islam, or I'm going to kill you.
فلو سب الإسلام تحت تهديد القتل.
So if he insults Islam under the oppression of the, him being killed,
فلا شيء عليه.
Nothing. Allah will not hold them accountable.
والله تعالى يقول.
Allah says,
إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان.
Except the one who's been oppressed and his heart is fully satisfied with إيمان.
فهذا لا شيء عليه.
So this one won't be held accountable.
قال الشيخ ونرى أن لا حجة العاصي على معصيته بقدر الله تعالى.
And we say that the one who does bad actions has absolutely no excuse against the qadr of Allah عز وجل.
ما يصح أنه يفعل المعصية.
It's not right for him to do the ma'asiyah, the bad deed.
ويستمر عليها.
And keeps on going upon it.
ويقول قدر الله عليها فعل هذه المعصيه.
He says it's Allah who pushed me and oppressed me to do such an action.
هذا لا يصح ابدا.
No.
قال لان العاصي يقدم على المعصيه باختياره.
He says because the one who does bad action does it with his own choice.
يقول قدر الله عليها فعل هذه المعصيه.
He said Allah willed for me to do this type of action.
وما فعل بعد, غدا سيفعل المعصيه.
He didn't do it yet, but tomorrow he's going to do it.
فقال لو قال لا تفعل المعصيه غدا.
And somebody tells him, admonishes him and said don't do it.
قال قدر الله علي ان افعلها غدا.
He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed for me to do it tomorrow.
كيف علمت بأن الله قد قدر؟
How did you know that Allah has already ruled for it?
قلنا القدر أربع مراتب.
We said that the قدر, the destiny is four.
ما هي؟
Points.
العلم.
Knowledge.
الكتابة.
Writing.
المشيئة.
Which written the will.
الخلق.
And the خلق creation.
فهل عندك علم من الله بأن الله قدر أن تعصيه غدا؟
So do you have any type of knowledge that Allah عز وجل ruled for you to do a bad action for the next day?
هل ذهبت وقرأت في اللوح المحفوظ بأن الله كتب عليك ستعصي غدا؟
Did you go to the لوح المحفوظ itself and read with your own eyes that Allah ruled for you that tomorrow you go you're going to do a bad action?
قال الذي يقولها من غير أن يعلم أن الله تعالى قد قدر عليه.
He said that anybody who says something without him knowing that Allah has wrote upon him,
إذ لا يعلم أحد قدر الله تعالى إلا بعد وقوع مقدوره.
So nobody knows the destiny of Allah عز وجل only after it happens.
والله تعالى يقول وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا.
Allah says no soul knows what it's going to own tomorrow.
فكيف يصح الاعتداد بحجة لا يعلمها المحتد بها؟
So how a proof will be?
فكيف يصح الاحتجاج بحجة لا يعلمها المحتج بها؟
How could a proof be right to someone to use it whenever it's not appropriate for him to use?
حين أقدامه على ما اعتذر بها عنه عندما عذره هو إيش عذرك تعصي غدا؟ قال الله قدر عليه. غدا. Tomorrow. قال الله قدر عليه.
When he neared the type of action that he knew that it didn't happen yet, and for him to do it in the next day.
وقد أبطل الله تعالى هذه الحجة بقوله.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla has cancelled, you know, rebuked this.
يعني من زمان في ناس تقول هذا القول.
He said this type of, a lot of people they said the same talk a long time ago.
رد الله عليهم يقولون سيقول اللي قال تعالى سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء.
So the disbelievers say, if Allah wanted, we wouldn't be mushriks, not even our fathers.
And none of that would happen if Allah didn't push us to do such a thing.
فقال الله تعالى كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم هم أول ناس في ناس كذبوا قبلهم بعد.
Allah says also the people who precede them disbelieve, meaning that there are some people who lived before them and they spoke the same way.
فلما كذب الله حتى ذاقوا بأسنا أي صابهم عذابه عذاب الله.
So they say Allah says, so they disbelieved Allah Azza wa Jalla until Allah, the punishment of Allah reached them.
قال الله تعالى قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوا لنا أنتم تعلمون بأن الله شاء لكم أن تشركوا هل عندكم علم هل اطلعتم على اللوح المحفوظ كيف تقول هذا.
Allah says to them, challenging them, do you have any type of knowledge that you know that Allah has ruled whatever you're doing? Do you have any type of knowledge knowing that what Allah has already wrote?
أنت تتبعون إلا الظن ما تتبعون إلا إيش ظن تظنون ظنا وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون أي تظنون.
You're only assuming stuff that you don't even have any type of knowledge on.
ونقول العاصي محتج بالقدر.
And we say to the one who opposes Allah that uses the qadr as a proof.
لماذا لم تقدم على طاعة الله مقدرا أن الله قد كتبها لك.
Why don't you come and worship Allah and obey Allah and says use the same argument and say that Allah has oppressed you to obey Him and to pray to Him.
أوجب الله عليك غدا أن تصلي.
أوجب الله and Allah has obliged you to perform the salah the next day.
وحرم الله عليك غدا أن تشرب الخمر.
And Allah has made it forbidden on you to consume any type of alcoholic beverages tomorrow.
والغد إلى الآن ما وصل.
And tomorrow the next day did not even occur.
فلماذا تقول قدر الله علي أني أشرب خمرا غدا؟
So why do you say that Allah has ruled for me to drink alcohol tomorrow?
لماذا تذهب وتصلي وتقول قدر الله علي أن أصلي غدا.
Why don't you go and pray and say Allah has ruled on me to pray tomorrow?
نعم. يقول فإنه لا فرق بينها وبين المعصية بين الطاعة التي ستكون غدا وبين المعصية التي ستكون غدا لا فرق بينهما.
Says that there is no difference between the good deed that will happen tomorrow and the bad deed that will happen tomorrow.
في الجانب المقدور فنحن نجهل ماذا كتب الله على غدا سنصلي أو سنعصي. غدا ما نعلمه.
Because we're ignorant about what's going to occur tomorrow, we don't know if we're going to do something good, something bad. We don't know.
فكلا الأمرين مجهول بينا قبل صدور الفعل منك.
So the two matters are we have absolute knowledge about them before it happens, the action happens from you.
ولهذا لما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحابة.
That is why when he informed the صحابة.
بأن كل واحد قد كتب مقعده من الجنة ومقعده من النار.
That everyone has written upon him his spot in the Jannah and the spot in the Nar.
متى كتب الله هذا؟
When did Allah Azza wa Jal wrote that?
قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بكم؟
Before he created the earth and the skies, how long?
بخمسين ألف سنة.
50,000 years.
لما خلق القلم.
When he created the قلم.
قال اكتب.
He asked to write.
قال وما اكتب يا رب.
And the قلم responded and said, what do I have to write, my Lord?
قال اكتب ما هو كان إلى يوم القيامة.
He said, write whatever is happening from said now until the day of Qiyamah.
ومما كتبه القلم.
And from the things that the قلم wrote.
أسماء أهل الجنة.
People, the names of people of the Jannah.
وأسماء النار.
And the names of the people of the hellfire.
بل في حديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخرج كتابين.
And the hadith of the Prophet says.
كتاب بيمينه وكتاب بشماله.
That Allah has brought two books. One in his right, one in his left.
فقال هذا كتاب فيه أسماء الجنة وأسماء أبائهم وقبائلهم.
He says this book has the names of the people of the Jannah, the names of their fathers and their tribes.
وهذا كتاب فيه أسماء النار أسماء أبائهم أسماء قبائلهم.
And this book has the name of people of hellfire and the names of their fathers and their tribes.
هكذا جاء الحديث.
That's how the hadith was mentioned.
قال بعض أهل العلم ولا يعلم أين ذهب الكتابان.
Some of the أهل العلم. They said nobody knows what are the two books.
فقال الصحابة هذا كتاب في أسماء الجنة وهذا كتاب في أسماء النار.
So he said to the صحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, so this is a book has the names of people of أهل الجنة and the other one has the names of people of أهل النار.
فقالوا يا رسول الله ألا نتكل وندع العمل ما دام كل واحد مكتوب اللي في الجنة مكتوب الجنة واللي في النار في النار مكتوب يخالف النتيجة ظاهرة.
الصحابة said since the names already mentioned and agreed. So what should we do? Just take it easy since it's already decreed.
فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم no.
لا تتكل على ما كتب.
No, don't rely on what was written.
وإنما قال اعملوا.
But he says do.
فكل ميسر لما خلق له.
Every single one will find the thing easy to perform.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ممكن أخطأ.
رسول الله.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم. يقول فقال الصحابة قالوا ألا نترك العمل؟ قال لا.
صحابة said, shouldn't we let go of the deeds? He said, no.
قال اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له.
He said, just do, because each one of you will do whatever Allah is resistant and will be easy for them to perform.
وعندي كلمة دائما أقول عند هذا الحديث.
And I have a word to say all the time concerning this hadith.
هذا الجواب من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا.
This answer from the Prophet ﷺ, no.
هو في النسبة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معتبره جواب كافي أو ليس بكافي عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الجواب كافي أو ليس بكافي.
And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he answered with that, he said no. Was it, this type of answer was enough for النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم or not?
كافي أو مو كافي?
Enough or not enough?
كافي بدليل.
Enough.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اكتفى بهذا الجواب ما زادهم شيئا.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم just stopped at this answer. He didn't give them anything more.
والصحابة رضوا عنهم هذا الجواب لا لا تتكلوا كافي كان كافيا عندهم أو ليس بكافي.
And the Sahaba this answer no do not rely on what was written was enough for them or not?
كان كافيا.
It was enough for them.
بدأ إنهم ما قال يا رسول الله كيف وضح لنا أكثر ما فهمنا ما استوعبنا.
The Prophet didn't say oh messenger of Allah just explained we didn't understand.
فتأملوا.
So pay attention.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالنسبة له هذا الجواب كافي.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم for him this type of answer is enough.
والصحابة الجواب بالنسبة لهم كافي.
And الصحابة the answer was enough for them.
فكيف يأتي مسلم؟
How does a Muslim come?
ولا يكتفي بما اكتفى به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it's not enough in him with whatever was enough in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولا يكتفي بما اكتفى به الصحابة.
And it's not enough even enough in him what was enough for the الصحابة.
فيقول صحيح.
He said it's right.
ولكن كيف؟
But how?
كتبهم النار. يكتبهم في النار
yeah, he breaks them, the
قبل أن يخلقهم
before he creates
ثم يعذبهم
and he punishes them.
ما أنا مقتنع
I'm not satisfied.
مش معقول
it's not right.
ما يجوز هذا الكلام
this is not right.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى أن هذا الجواب كافي
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم saw that this answer was enough.
والصحابة عندهم هذا الجواب كافي
الصحابة was enough for them to stop the answer.
فتوقفوا الصحابة ما خابوا
so الصحابة they stopped and go further.
ولو خابوا ما وصلوا
so if they did go further they would never reach.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عنده غير هذا الجواب لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كتم شيئا من الدين ما كتم شيئا بلغ الدين كله
didn't keep any type of knowledge away from them he conveyed everything to them.
لو كان عنده زيادة
if he had anything more
ولم يبينها
and he didn't show it to them
معنى أنه كتم الدين
meaning that he kept the knowledge away from them and the deen.
ولا يمكن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يكتم شيئا من الدين
and it's not permissible النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم to keep anything away from people.
وإنما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما عنده
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he told them whatever he had in this matter.
والصحابة اكتفوا بما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it was enough for the Sahaba with what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them.
وهذه هي كمال العبودية لله.
And this is the perfection in the servitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla.
لو أراد إنسان يقف عند كل حكم من أحكام الله.
So if a person wants to stop in every single ruling from the rulings of Allah.
فيقول لماذا صلاة الفجر ركعتان؟
Then he says why صلاة الفجر 2 ركعات؟
والمغرب والمغرب 3 ركعات؟
المغرب 3 ركعات.
والظهر 4 ركعات؟
And the الظهر 4 ركعات.
لماذا الفجر مش 4 ركعات؟
Why the fajr is not 4?
أو لا الأول الظهر 3 ركعات؟
And the الظهر
لماذا هذا كذا وهذا كذا ما انتهينا
why this is that and that one is like that and we'll never end.
هل هذا هو حال العبد
is this the how the person should be
لسيده ومولاه
to his lord and the one who owns him.
إذا قال رب العمل
if the owner of in a job
افعل كذا وكذا
says you do such and such
هل تناقشه في كل شيء
would you argue with him
ما يستطيع يشرح لك كل شيء
he doesn't have to tell you everything
في النهاية سيقول لك
at the end he will say to you
نفذ الأوامر ولا تسأل
just do what I tell you to do and don't ask
هو بشر
and he's just a human being
ولكن راتبك تستلم منه
but you get your pay from him
تقول أنت عسكري
and he says you are a soldier
الشارع الفلاني الشارع الفلاني
that street and that street
أوامر عسكرية
these are orders like from military orders
غير قابل للنقاش
you don't have to argue
لو ناقشتك
if I argue with you
لأستدت خطة أنا قائم بها
then you're going to destroy your way that I want to do something
يتسرب الخبر
so people will know about the news
فتهرب العصابة التي نخطط على القبض عليها
so the groups that we want to catch they will take off
اذهب ونفذ
go and execute
هذا عبد مع عبد
this is a human with another human
فكيف يقول عبد لله عز وجل
so how does a human be said to his lord
لما أمرتني
why did you order me
ولماذا أفعل
why do I have to do
ولماذا تصبني أنا بمصيبة
why do you give me a مصيبة
ما عندي إلا ولد واحد
I only have one child
ثم يأتيه الموت
then the death reaches him
فلان عنده عشرة
then the other person has 10
ما مات ولا واحد
nobody died among all
لماذا يا ربي
why my lord
هل يمكن هذا يقول العبد لربه؟
Is this permissible for a person to say to his Lord?
الله يقول في كتابه.
And Allah says in the Quran.
عن نفسه جل وعلا.
Himself جل وعلا.
لا يسأل عما يفعل.
He will never. He doesn't get asked.
وهم يسألون.
And all of the servants get asked.
فعلى المسلم.
So the Muslim.
أن يقول سمعت وأطعت.
Has to say I heard and I obeyed.
إذا بين الله لنا شيئا.
If Allah explains the matter to us.
أخذناه.
We take it.
وإذا لم يبين لنا.
If he doesn't show it to us.
لا يسأل إلا أن نقول.
That we don't have any other choice by saying.
سمعنا وأطعنا.
We heard and we obeyed.
وقد سبق أن ذكرت لكم.
And I have mentioned to you earlier.
قول أبي جعفر الطحاوي رحمه الله.
أبو جعفر الطحاوي says.
عندما قال القدر.
Whenever he said destiny.
سر الله في خلقه.
It is the secret of Allah in His creation.
لم يطلع أي ملك من الملائكة.
None of the angels Allah has showed the qadar to him.
لم يطلع أي ملك مقرب عند الله.
Even the closest angel to Allah Azza wa Jalla, not anything from the destiny.
ولا نبي مرسل.
Not even a messenger or prophet who was sent to people.
لما قال الله عز وجل للملائكة.
When Allah Azza wa Jalla said to the malaika.
إني خالق بشرا.
That I will create a human.
قالوا يا رب.
They said, Oh Lord.
أتخلق فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك.
Would you create someone who's going to commit mischief? And that's one thing. And we are the one who glorify and worship you truly.
ذكر الله عبرة.
Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned something.
عن هؤلاء الملائكة أنهم قالوا هذا.
About these angels who said what they said.
فقالهم إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون.
Allah said to them, I know what you don't know.
بعد ذلك قال لهم.
After that he said to them.
لما خلق آدم وعلمه الأسماء.
When he created Adam and taught him all the names.
قال لهم أنبئوني أخبروني أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين.
And he told the angels, tell me about all of the names of this. Things if you are truthful.
ماذا قال الملائكة الكرام؟
What did the ملائكة say to Allah?
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا.
They said, Glory be to you, our Lord. We have absolute no knowledge except the knowledge you bestowed on us. You taught us.
قال لهم ألم أقول لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض.
Then he confirmed to them and said, Didn't I tell you that I know?
وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون.
What happens in the heavens and the skies, and I know everything that you do from what you don't do.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لهم لا تتكلوا.
But Nabi told the Sahaba, Do not rely.
فاقتنعوا بأن لا نتكل لا نتكل.
Then they were satisfied with the answer they got from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإنما يعملوا.
But do.
فكل ميسر لما خلق له.
So each one of you will do the type of everything that was supposed to do will be easy for him to perform.
فكان يسألوا عن ماذا رضي الله عنهم أرضاهم.
So what did they ask about رضي الله عنهم؟
عن العمل.
About deeds.
فهذا يقول يا رسول الله علمني الصلاة.
And this one says to me, Oh Messenger of Allah, teach me how to pray.
والثاني يقول كيف أتطهر يا رسول الله؟
The other one says, How do I purify myself, Messenger of Allah?
والثالث في الحج يقول يا رسول الله قدمت كذا على كذا فعلت كذا وكذا.
And the other one in the Hajj says, Oh Messenger of Allah, I did do this before this.
يسألون عن الأعمال التي أمرهم الله بها.
They ask about the deeds that they, you know, what Allah has ordered them to do.
ما يسألون لماذا أمرهم.
They don't ask why Allah ordered them.
وإنما يسألون.
But they ask.
كيف نعمل بالأمر.
How do I do with the order.
قال ونقول العاصي المحتد بالقدر.
So we say to the one who argues with the qadr.
لو كنت تريد السفر لمكة.
If you want to take a trip to Mecca.
وكان لها طريقان.
And Mecca has two ways at least to it.
أخبرك الصادق عن أحد الناس الصادقين أن أحدهم مخوف صعب.
One of the truthful people informs you that one of the ways is very dangerous.
والثاني آمن سهل.
And the second one is very peaceful and safe.
فإن كنت عاقلا فإنك ستسلك الثاني السهل.
If you were wise, you would take the second one.
ولا يمكن أن تسلك الأول.
And you wouldn't be. It's not possible for you to take the first way.
المخوف الصعب.
The one who is hard and has a lot of difficulties in it.
وتقول إنه مقدر علي.
And he says, Allah has ruled against me to take the one.
لو فعلت ذلك.
If you did that.
لعدك الناس في قسم المجانين.
If you did that, the people would think of you as a crazy man.
ونقول له أيضا.
And we say to him also.
لو عرض عليك وظيفتان.
If you, two jobs are offered to you.
إحداهما ذات مرتب أكثر.
One of them that you'll be receiving a great amount of money.
فإنك سوف تعمل فيها دون الناقصة.
So you will work in that company instead of working in the one you're going to be receiving less money.
فكيف تختار نفسك في عمل آخر ما هو أدنى ثم تحتج بالقدر.
So how could you choose to for the akhirah something that is lesser than that, then you argue over the qadr.
ونقول له أيضا.
We say to him also.
نراك إذا أصبت بمرض جسمي.
If you get hit with the kind of disease in your body.
طرقت باب كل طبيب لعلاجك.
You will search for every single doctor for you to be cured.
وصبرت على ما ينالك من ألم عملية الجراحية.
And you will be so patient from the
the pain from the surgery.
وعلى مرارة الدواء إذا أعطوك دواء مرا.
Even if the medication is so bitter and unpleasant, you will be taking it.
فلماذا لا تفعل مثل ذلك في مرض قلبك بالمعاصي؟
Why don't you do that when it concerns the sickness that hits your heart?
لماذا يذهب ويعالج إذا صابه مرض؟
Why does he go and seek cure whenever he's getting with the disease?
لماذا لا يقول قدر الله علي؟
Why does he say Allah has willed for me to be sick like
this? ويبقى على مرضه.
And he stays upon his sickness.
قال ونؤمن بأن الشر لا ينسب إلى الله تعالى.
And we believe that the shar, all type of shar, we do not adhere that to Allah Azza wa
Jalla. كفركم بين الشر لا ينسب إلى الله.
There is a big difference that the shar does not get adhered to Allah.
والشر خلقه الله.
And the shar that Allah created.
هناك فرقٌ بين فعل الله.
There is a big difference because the actions of Allah.
ومفعولات الله.
And what Allah.
فعله صفته.
فعل Allah's action is his attribute.
وأما مفعولاته فمخلوقاته.
And everything that
مخلوقات.
Creation of Allah عز وجل.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى الشر ليس في أفعاله.
So Allah عز وجل his deeds there's no شر.
لكمال رحمته وحكمته.
Because Allah عز وجل is so perfect in his mercy and wisdom.
وإنما الشر في مفعولاته.
And the شر is in his creation.
فسأضرب لكم مثالا.
I'll give you an example.
هو من بنات أفكاري.
It's from my ideas.
يعني أنا الذي اخترعت هذا المثال.
Meaning I'm the one who came up with this type of example.
سبق أن ذكرت لكم.
I mentioned to you earlier.
أن الطبيب الجراح.
That the surgeon.
وظيفته شر ولا خير؟
His profession is شر or something good.
الطبيب الجراح وظيفته شر ولا خير؟
شر وهي خير.
طيب. الطبيب الجراح يعني لو واحد قال لك ماذا قلت له لو أنت يا شيخ فيصل. لك فيصل.
If you, brother Faisal.
لو سألت شخصا.
If you ask a person.
ركب معك في التاكسي.
In the cab with you.
فقلت له ماذا تعمل؟
And you ask him, what do you do for work?
فقال لك طبيب جراح.
And he said, I'm a surgeon.
ماذا ستقول له؟
What would you say to him?
تقول له أهلا وسهلا. Welcome. أم تقول أعوذ بالله.
And you say, maybe I seek refuge in Allah.
أم تقول أعوذ بالله جراح.
And he said, I seek refuge in Allah, a surgeon.
And
would you say, MashaAllah?
نفع الله بك.
May Allah be make you beneficial.
حتى رقم تلفونك يمكن نحتاجك يا عمي.
Maybe we need you.
إذا فعله خير ولا شر؟
Then his action is good or شر؟
الطبيب الجراح فعله خير ولا شر؟ وظيفته خير ولا شر؟
His work is خير ولا شر؟
خير وشر
خير أور شر
أور شر
نعم أور شر
نعم فعله خير
فعلا his action is خير
لكن مفعوله
but what he does
العملية
the surgery
فيها شر فيها وجع فيها مرض فيها دم
it's a شر there's pain there's blood there's suffering
حتى أن المريض
even the sick one
إذا قام من العملية
when he wakes up from the surgery
وقد أزرى له العملية الجراح العملية
he already has the surgery
وهو متوجع منها
and he has the pain from it
فجاء الطبيب
the doctor comes to him
حتى يتأكد من صلاح العملية
to make sure that the surgery went well
فالمريض هذا إذا كان طبعا الطبيب مسلم
this sick one if the doctor is a Muslim
المريض مد يده للطبيب
then the sick one gives his hand to the طبيب
وقال جزاك الله خيرا
and he said may Allah reward you
جزاك الله خيرا
may Allah reward you
لأن فعل فيه خير.
Because he did something خير for him.
هو متوجع.
And he has something, he has pain.
لكن هذا الوجع.
But this pain.
ليس فعل الطبيب.
It's not what the طبيب did.
وإنما هو من مفعول الطبيب.
But it is from what the طبيب, for the action of the طبيب.
ففرق بين فعله ومفعوله.
So there's a big difference between his action and what he did.
إذا اشتعل الحريق.
And if we have fire.
فجاء الإطفائي.
And the fire department comes.
فكسر هذا وكسر هذا.
And breaks this one and breaks that one.
ودخل واستطاع أن يطفئ الحريق.
And then he went in and put the extinguished the fire.
فعل خيرا ولا أفسد وكسر.
He did something good or he broke something and did something bad.
توقفوا تعال ادفع تعويض لماذا كسرت الباب.
Pay back for the door.
لا تقول له ذلك
we will not say that.
لأنه فعل خيرا
good.
لكنه كسر الباب
but he broke the door.
نعم ولكن كان أطفالك في الداخل فأنقذتهم
yeah,
لكن يقول ولكن كنت بعد ساعتين سأحضر وأفتح في الباب لماذا تكسر الباب يقول سيموت الأولاد فإن كان عاقلا
if he was wise,
قال جزاك الله خيرا صحيح كسرت الباب
it's right. you broke the door.
فعلك هذا خير.
What you did is خير.
تكافئ عليه وتشكر عليه.
Yeah, you'll be rewarded for it.
فنأتي الآن لنقول.
So let's say now.
فعل الله صفاته الله له فعل صفات فعلية.
The actions of Allah Azza wa Jalla are His attributes.
ومفعولاته مخلوقاته.
And everything from His actions are His creation.
المخلوق شيء والخالق شيء.
So the created one is something and the creator is something else.
ففعل الله ليس فيه شر.
So all of the actions of Allah has no شر.
وأما مفعولات الله.
But what Allah has created.
فيها خير وفيها شر.
Some of it they have شر, some of them they have خير.
فقد خلق الله الملائكة.
Allah created the angels.
وخلق الشياطين.
And created the شياطين.
فخلق الله للشياطين حكمة.
So Allah created the شياطين, there's wisdom behind that.
والشياطين أنفسهم شر.
And the شياطين themselves are the شر.
فلذلك يقول الشيخ.
That is why the Sheikh says.
ونؤمن بأن الشر لا ينسب إلى الله تعالى لكمال رحمته وحكمته.
We believe that the شر never gets adhered to Allah Azza wa Jalla for His perfection.
وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والشر ليس إليك رواه مسلم.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says that all the شر is not for you. A Muslim narrated it.
فنفس قضاء الله تعالى ليس فيه شر أبدا. قضاء الله ليس فيه شر فعله.
So whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla decreed and He does, it has no شر in it.
لأنه صادر عن رحمة وحكمة.
Because it happens from because of wisdom and mercy.
وإنما يكون الشر في مقتضياته.
But the شر will be from what he created.
لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في دعاء القنوت الذي علمه الحسن.
Look what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in دعاء القنوت that he taught الحسن.
قال وقني شر ما قضيت.
He says keep me away from every single شر that you decreed.
فأضاف الشر إلى ما قضاه.
So he added the شر to what Allah عز وجل decreed.
لأن المخلوق فيه شر.
Because the created one has some type of شر.
لكن خلق الله للمخلوق.
But the creation of Allah to the created one.
حكمة وخير.
There's a wisdom behind that and reason is خير.
ومع هذا فإن الشر في المقتضى في المخلوقات ليس شرا خالصا محضا.
But after all of that, the shar that exists in the creation, it's not a complete shar. Only the shar 100%.
بل هو شر في محل من وجه وخير من وجه آخر.
But it could be shar in one way and good in one way.
وشر في محله خير في محل آخر.
And a shar in his spot could be a خير in another spot.
فالفساد في الأرض من الجذب والمرض والفقر والخوف شر.
So whatever among the bad things that happens on earth, from sickness and the drought, all of that type of stuff is shar.
لكنه خير في محل آخر.
But it could be good in another spot.
قال الله تعالى.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says.
ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر.
That the mischief has occurred in the sea and the land.
بما كسبت أيدي الناس يعني بسبب أفعال الناس.
Because of the actions of the human.
ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا يعني عاقبهم جل وعلا. حتى يذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا.
To make them test some of what they committed.
فإذا أذاقهم بسبب مصيبة أعمالهم قال لعلهم يرجعون يحصل لهم الرجوع والتوبة إلى الله.
So if he gives them according to their actions, so they may reflect and think and go back to Allah Azza wa Jalla.
لذلك وذاك يقول وقطع يد السارق.
That is why he says cutting off the hand of the thief.
ورجم الزاني.
Stoning the adulterer.
شر بالنسبة للسارق.
It is a shar to the one who steals.
والزاني.
And the zani.
في قطع اليد وإزهاق النفس.
From cutting off the hand and killing the one who commits adultery.
لكنه خير لهما من وجه آخر.
But it is a great khair to them in another from the other side.
حيث يكون كفارة لهما إذا أخذ عقوبته وقطعت يده ما يحاسب يوم القيامة على سرقته.
It would be a kafara, purification for them. In the day of judgment, they will not be held accountable for stealing or committing adultery.
فلا يجمع لهما بين عقوبتي الدنيا والآخرة. إذا قال عقوبة الدنيا يعفى في الآخرة.
Allah Azza wa Jalla will not combine two punishments, one in the dunya, the other one in the hereafter. If they get punished, they get punished in the dunya, they won't get punished in the hereafter.
وهو خير في محل آخر.
And it is خير in another further spot.
حيث أن قطع يد السارق ورجم الزاني.
Cutting off the hand of the thief. And stoning the adulterer.
في حماية الأموال والأعراض والأنساب.
To protect the wealth of people and also the honor of others.
كذلك يقولون.
That is what they say.
من أمن العقوبة سال أدب.
The one who is secure from the punishment, he will misbehave.
فقد يعاقب الإنسان أمام الناس.
So a person can be punished in front of people.
فيكون عبرة للآخرين فلا يفعلون مثل فعله.
So he'll be a great example for others.
لذلك يقول الله عز وجل.
الله عز وجل says.
كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى.
That Allah has written.
يقول الله عز وجل ولكم في القصاص حياة. ولكم في القصاص حياة.
You have in this type of ruling a life, a type of life.
فيقول القائل كيف في القصاص حياة؟ قصاص يعني القاتل يقتل. في قتل كيف الله يقول حياة وهو قتل؟
Ruling, you know, this type of ruling. So one of us may say, what type of life we have. I mean, if we kill someone or appear the hand of the thief, what type of life we have, in that matters.
Allah يقول ولكم في القصاص قتل القاتل يقول فيه حياة. كيف فيه حياة وهو قتل؟
And Allah says punishing and killing the one who kills has a life in it. What type of life?
نعم فيه حياة من وجهين اثنين.
Yes, he has a life in two points.
الوجه الأول.
The first point.
بما أن القصاص موجود وقائم.
Because the قصاص, this type of ruling exists.
والقاتل يقتل.
And the killer gets killed.
ماذا سيفعل الناس حينئذ؟
What do people are going to do after that?
لا يقدمون على القتل.
They will not commit crime. They will not kill.
لعلمهم أنهم إذا قتلوا سيقتلون.
Because they know if they kill, they would be killed.
فصارت حياة.
So it becomes a حياة, a life.
الوجه الثاني.
The second side.
إذا هذا قتل.
Is this one killed?
ولم يقتل لأنه قتل.
And he doesn't get killed because he killed.
سيأتي أقرباء المقتول.
So the relatives of the one who was killed.
ويقتلونه.
They will come and kill him.
فيقوم أقرباء المقتول الذي كان قاتل ويقتلون فصار بما يسمى بالسار قتل وقتل.
So it would become like revenge, killing and killing from both sides.
ربما يأتي أو يقتل عشرة لأنهم قتلوا واحد.
Maybe he comes and kills 10 from the family of the other one because he killed the other one. ويأتون
أخشوا أخشوا 100 لأنهم قتلوا منهم عشرة.
Then the other one come back and kill 100 because they killed 10 among them from them.
ولكن إذا أخذ القاتل وقتل.
But if the killer is taken and gets killed.
صار في حياة ولا لا؟
There is a life or not?
الله يقول ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب.
Allah says in this type of ruling you have a life or you have a brain.
انتهت القراءة كتاب السنة والجماعة للشيخ محمد صالح سمير رحمه الله تعالى وجزاه الله عنا خيرا. وبقيت يعني صفحتان فوائد هذه العقيدة، لكن شرحنا العقيدة. نقرأ الفوائد قراءة سريعة ولا نكتفي؟ ها نكتفي. طيب
we have finished الحمد لله this عقيدة whom شيخنا الإمام محمد صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى wrote. And we thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى and Allah reward the Sheikh and the hereafter with the Jannah. جزاكم الله خيرا.
الآن أخوان إحنا نستأذنكم، ما صلى العشاء ولا صلى العشاء.
بس ما صلى العشاء.
إن شاء الله. خلاص سافر غدا إلى ولاية. إيش اسم ولاية غدا نسأل سافر لا؟ هذا اللي قالها مش عارف. إيش اسمه؟ ما صلى العشاء لحد الآن ولا إلى آخره. أنا شوي مريض بس حملت على نفسي عشان تنتهي من العقيدة. صلى الله أن ينفعنا بما سمعنا. واعذرونا إذا صدر منا ما أزعجكم. ترجم.
The Sheikh is asking your forgiveness.
If
anything happened from him that offended you.
نعم. صلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
جزاكم الله خير.